Now, of course, we as Bible-believing Christians, we do not believe that the universe is 13.5 billion years old. You know, we believe that God created the heaven and the earth approximately 6,400 years ago, somewhere around that neighborhood of 6,400 years ago. And the thing is, though, that when God created the universe 6,400 years ago, he created an old universe. Because everything God created is mature and adult. Right. You know, when God creates the Garden of Eden, for example, the Bible says that God planted a garden in Eden. It doesn't say that he sowed seeds. He planted a garden in Eden. And in the Garden of Eden were fully grown trees from day one. And when God created humans, he did not create a baby. He created a fully grown man and a fully grown woman. So if we would have had a doctor in the Garden of Eden examine Adam and examine Eve and decide how old they were, what would he say? Oh, they're about 2 days old. No, I mean, he's going to look at them and say, oh, this is a 30-year-old couple or something. Actually, he'd probably say 40, because I think 40 is when you're really in your prime. Amen? So, you know, he's going to basically say, hey, this is a 40-year-old man. No, I'm just kidding. So the point is, you know, God created an adult Adam, an adult Eve, adult trees. Also, right away, what do we see in the Garden of Eden? Rivers. You have rivers. And you have all these features that we see on the earth, like mountains and valleys and caves and canyons. Those things already existed when God created the heaven and the earth. So you can't look at those things and say, well, these look like they're millions of years old, you know, therefore the Bible can't be true. Here's the thing. Okay, maybe they do look like they're millions of years old. Maybe Adam looked like he was 30 years old. Maybe certain trees in the garden looked like they were 50 or 100 years old or 200 years old. But does that mean that that's how old they were? No. So for someone to say, well, the universe looks like it's 13.5 billion years old, or the earth looks like it's 4.5 billion years old. You know what? I'm not even going to argue with that. I'll just say, like, yeah. Yeah, the earth does look like it's 4.5 billion years old because God created an old earth, right, and an old Adam and an old Eve and an old universe and old everything. Because it's an existing creation. I mean, it's not like God just created the earth and it's just like totally smooth, and then rivers have to start carving canyons from scratch. And geologic processes have to start slowly, you know, creating mountain ranges. Isn't it obvious that God created it with mountain ranges already? Yep. He created a finished product. I mean, if we believe in a literal six-day creation 6,400 years ago, which I believe in, then you know what? Obviously, we believe that God created it done, finished. It's very good. It's ready. Well, then it's an adult. It's old. But is it really old? No, because he just created it, but he created it as an adult. And this is often called apparent age. Things can appear to be old, and I have no issue with the earth appearing to be billions of years old, but I realize that God created it out of nothing 6,400 years ago. Okay, that's my faith in the word of God, because that's what God said he did. That's how God said it happened. And so I believe what God has said. And I don't think that there's anything you're ever going to find out there that's going to disprove the word of God, because the word of God is true. Yeah, that's right. And so it's not, you know, this rock is really old. It's like, it just looks old. Things look old. But not only that, not only have things been created with apparent age, but also the Bible says in verse 5, for this they willingly are ignorant of. And what does the word for mean? The first word of verse number 5. Because. For means because. So he says, they think that all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So the Bible says that these people are willingly ignorant of the fact that by the word of God, the heavens were of old. You know, that God created the heaven and the earth by speaking it into existence, as the Bible says. And the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. What are they ignorant of? the flood. They're willfully ignorant of the flood, which is a catastrophe that made dramatic changes to this earth. That we can't really fully understand exactly what happened in the flood because we're reading about it in Scripture and there are very few details. But we know that there were extreme processes happening on the earth that lasted for a year. I mean, you know, Noah's on the ark for a year. The waters are prevailing on the earth for many months. It just, the rain alone lasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And so you have all kinds of things happening. The fountains of the great deep being broken up. The windows of heaven opened. The earth being flooded. All these different things. Not to mention the fact that if God is supernaturally flooding the earth, he could have just supernaturally done other stuff to change the environment or to change what's there. How do we know what he did? We don't really know. You know, you either believe the Bible or you don't. You know, and I'm just looking at this and saying, I believe what the Word of God says.
That's right.
And I think that there is even a lot of evidence for a worldwide flood. The first thing I would point to is the fact that virtually every culture in the world has a flood story that they tell. You know, if you go back to the most ancient Hindu scriptures, it's a flood story. Everybody dies and one guy survives or one family survives. This is a motif that you're going to find in all kinds of cultures. And here's what these willfully ignorant atheistic types will say. They'll be like, oh, we found all these other flood legends. That just shows the Bible was just copying them. It's like, did you ever stop and think that if everybody's got a flood legend, maybe it's not that they're copying each other. Maybe it's that the flood actually happened.
Right.
And then what's interesting is you'll constantly see, you know, geological books and maybe documentaries that show all these maps saying, oh, this is what North America used to look like. It's like 90% underwater. And I'm just thinking to myself, just add just a little more water and we'll be in agreement. You know, they cover like 90% of it in water. All this major flooding. It's like, why not just flood the whole thing and then we can just believe the Bible and call it a day. But here's the thing. People believe what they want to believe. The scorners who want to walk after their own lust, they will not have this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, to rule over them. They don't want to believe in the creation according to the Bible. They don't want to believe in the biblical flood. They don't want to believe that they're accountable to God and that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And so they choose to believe a lie. And what they believe is frankly absurd. Believing that the universe came from nothing is absurd. And believing that every single animal and plant, including also humans, all evolved from one common ancestor is absurd. That non-living material came to life on its own is absurd. There's no basis for it in science. There's no evidence that anything ever could come to life on its own. That any non-living material could ever produce life has never been demonstrated. And probably will never be demonstrated that you could even with an intelligent designer, that you could even make life from non-living material. I don't think you could even do it. I don't even think it's possible. I think only it's a supernatural divine act that could do it, let alone for it to do it on its own without a creator. It's bizarre. But then they act like we're the ones that are dumb, don't they? The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. That's what the Bible says. They think we're foolish because we believe that God created the heaven and the earth when they believe the absurdity that everything came from nothing on its own by itself with no creator. And really, it doesn't even really explain anything because they have had to change their tune in the 20th century instead of just saying, well, you know, matter and the laws of physics are just eternal. They've had to change their tune in the 20th century and say, nope, it had an origin called the Big Bang. It started. So then the question is, where did it come from? If it started, if there's a creation point, what sparked that? And then that's why you have these bozos making statements like Stephen Hawking made where he said, because a law of such as gravity exists, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. So Stephen Hawking says the universe just created itself from nothing. Well, shut my stupid mouth, Stephen Hawking. Just what a mic drop. The universe can and will create itself from nothing because gravity. Well, okay, thank you.